Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
While hybrid and electric cars are the wave of the future, their roots go back more than 100 years. During the mid-1800s, inventors first built crude electric-powered carriages. By the early 1900s, electric cars outsold all other types of cars in the U.S. until Henry Ford introduced the mass-produced, gasoline-powered Model T in 1908. Production of electric vehicles declined around 1920 due to their lack of horsepower and the availability of cheap gasoline. In 1966, Congress introduced legislation recommending the use of electric vehicles as a means of reducing air pollution. One year later, the Westinghouse Electric Corporation manufactured a special electric vehicle intended to be used as a city-friendly vehicle with a compact size. The 1967 Westinghouse Marquette electric car featured 12 conventional 6-volt lead-acid batteries, which allowed the car to drive 50 miles using a built-in battery charger featuring a retractable 12-foot cord that plugged into a standard 110-volt AC outlet. It took about 8 hours to fully recharge the batteries. The two-seater car had a 25-mile-per-hour cruising speed. While the car was innovative, it never made it into production during the bigger-is-better car trend of the 1960s. Visitors to the Heinz History Center can see an original 1967 Westinghouse Marquette electric car owned by former Westinghouse CEO Donald Burnham as part of the new visible storage gallery.